USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The New York Times reports White House counsel Don McGahn has cooperated extensively with special counsel Robert Mueller's probe investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election, participating in several interviews spanning 30 hours over the last 9 months. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells NBC's Meet the Press the president wanted McGahn to cooperate.
The president encouraged him to testify, is happy that he did, is quite secure that there is nothing in the testimony that will hurt the president.
Just weeks after strong earthquakes and aftershocks killed hundreds of people on the Indonesian island of Lombok, the island has been hit again. Haim Fenner is the founder of an organization that provides underprivileged children with food, shelter, and education.
They were already traumatized before they came here, and they're getting more traumatized by these events of earthquakes.
Lombok has been rocked by several quakes and tremors since July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Reaction is still pouring in following President Trump's decision to strip security clearance for former CIA Director John Brennan, a vocal critic of the president. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Brennan was asked whether he agrees with those who say that the president's move was to keep him silent.
I think it was a clear signal to others who still have their security clearances that if you cross him, if you speak out against him, he is going to use whatever tools he might have at his disposal to punish you.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton on Brennan.
I think a number of people have commented that he couldn't be in the position he's in of criticizing President Trump and his so-called collusion with Russia unless he did use classified information. But I don't know the specifics. What I do know is when he was director of the CIA, I was very troubled by his conduct, by statements he made in public, and by what I thought was his politicization of the intelligence community.
Bolton made his comments on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The search for people missing after a massive bridge collapse in Italy last week is officially over, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Three bodies found late Saturday in the rubble in the city of Genoa, bringing the official death toll to 43. A 600-foot section of the bridge collapsing last Tuesday, sending 40 vehicles plummeting more than 160 feet. Nine people are still hospitalized, four of them in critical condition. The company that operated the toll road and the bridge is pledging 500 million euros to rebuild and to help the families of the victims. Meanwhile, hundreds turned out for a state funeral for the victims on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Secretary General of the United Nations has died in Switzerland. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A severe thunderstorm forced the Backstreet Boys to cancel an outdoor concert Saturday in Tuckerville, Oklahoma. 14 people were injured.